Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We want to welcome in Carlos Bocanegra, the technical director for Atlanta United. And Carlos, you know, we couldn't believe it. Tell us what you were thinking in that moment when Gutman came through with that amazing goal to put us up.
Yeah, how you doing, guys? Nah, it was a fantastic ending to the game. I mean, it was a good game both ways. Seattle, tough opponent. Obviously, they won the Champions League this year. Really complete team. And so, you know, to get that victory and lift us at the end, it felt like, you know, a walk-off homer or kicking the field goal in overtime to win the game, so to speak. And it was a much-needed boost because a lot of those this year have not gone our way. So to get that and bring confidence and the joy to the not only the stadium but the players and the staff, it was great. It was great to see.
Man, to be in the stands, and I got to be honest, we gave up that equalizer. I know it was like, oh, man, there was a tear in our beer. Carlos, by the way, you ever uncorked one of those in your playing days, either in, you know, for the U.S. team or in any of the leagues you played in? And that shot, when you get the English like that and you freeze the goalkeeper, is just amazing.
No, it was good. I mean, he struck it pure, almost knuckles, and just, you know, the keeper just can't do anything about that. So I had a couple of those when I was younger, but nothing that dramatic like it was on Saturday.
Yeah, it's Darren, or should I say it's Carlos Bocanegra. Darren Eales took out a full-page ad to thank Atlanta United fans. And you know, we talked to you about this, and you said it was a great opportunity for him. But, Carlos, just briefly, I thought that was a cool gesture by him. Again, Darren could go on and, you know, he did his thing here and not say anything. But I thought recognizing the 17s and the support here in a full-page ad to say thanks to Atlanta was really cool.
Yeah, it's classy. That's the kind of guy he is. Came in with good intentions, leaving on a high, leaving the club in good standing. You know, it's his connection to the community, helped, you know, starting this club, first employee, you know, just the connection to the city and the club and everyone. So I thought that was awesome. That was a really nice gesture. You know, obviously we had a lot of conversations internally and a lot of going away parties for him and a lot of get-togethers. And, you know, it's been nice to just share old stories and old memories and have a lot of laughs. But he did a great job of keeping things lighthearted. And, you know, that was a nice gesture he did on his way out.
It is technical director. Actually, we can call him El Jefe now. It is Carlos Bocanegra with us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Yeah, and Carlos, as we said, just fantastic effort, and now just one win or 3 points away from projecting United back into the playoff hunt in the Eastern Conference. I thought there was a lot of firepower in that starting 11. Obviously, the substitutions were perfect by Pineda. Yeah. I guess the big question is, can they build off this and get on a run?
Yeah, I think so. And look, that's the hope. I think you hit the nail on the head there, Mike. It's we're getting players back, and we have some strength and depth to come off the bench. The likes of Andrew Gutman, who obviously scored the goal. You've got, you know, Ronald coming back into the fold. You've got Brooks coming back into the fold. Guys getting healthy. So I think that's been great. And Mosquera's here. He's getting his fitness up to the levels of the rest of the players. Purata's come in and hit the ground running. So that's important for us to have down this stretch run and really make a push for the playoffs. But we have to build on this now. And there's competition in the squad. And I think, you know, we're able to roll out a pretty strong team.
Carlos, how does leadership work for those who maybe haven't followed the game of soccer? We talked to Brad about this. He was on the show a week or two ago, and we were talking about, you know, when you have these injuries and you lose leaders, how is that leadership replaced? Is it the star of the team? Is it not always the case that it's the star? And you know, how does that work when you're talking about the inner makings of a team that has gone through what we've gone through as leadership starts to, you know, elevate itself?
Yeah, well, first and foremost, it's really challenging when you lose kind of your natural leaders or leadership group of the team. All the teams that I've been a part of that have been successful and what I felt had a great culture and that kind of championship mentality – It was the collective, and you have a bunch of individuals that are leaders in their own way. They want to do the best for the team. They're going to go out there and first and foremost, you know, put their neck on the line for the team, give the hard work, the grit, the fight. And then after that, you look good as a player when the team is successful. So I think that's the most important. And, you know, we have some young guys. We have some guys that have been at the club a little bit longer. Like I said, we're getting a few guys back into the mold. So that's going to be helpful for us. But that has been a challenge for us all year, replacing the likes of Ozzy, Brad, Miles. But it gives an opportunity for some others to step up. And you especially see things when things aren't going your way or things are tough. Who's going to stand up and be counted? And so that's been really, really interesting to see. I think Santi Sosa has been a real nice injection back into the team. He's got maturity beyond his years. Purata has stepped in and really given some leadership as well along the back line to help solidify that. I think he's done excellent to come in and fit in coming from a different league. And then, collectively as a group, they've all got to step up. And you know, I'm leaving guys out that we haven't talked about, but they all have to play their part and kind of pull their weight, so to speak.
Yeah, I mean, we said this earlier, I think last week or to you about, you know, losing to Ozzy Alonso and obviously Miles Robinson. And Alonso was like the closest thing to Nagbe we had as far as that bridge guy in the middle of the field. So I know that we love the attacking style. I guess the question would be now is, you can't make any more moves because the deadline is come and gone. What is the future for Joseph? A couple guys that came up this week, I think Doug Roberson had a little blurb on Twitter about that. Is Joseph going to be able to retire as a member of the Five Stripes?
Yeah, Joseph still has another year in his contract and an option after that. So that's not really on the forefront of our minds right now. He's under contract for a while. But I think it's everybody out there now. We know where we are on the table. We've had a tough start to the year. We've had a tough year with some of the challenges that have gone on. But you know, we're still in the hunt, and we're close to the playoff line here. And it's just really, how do we get everybody's buy-in? And let's get that best 11 on the field, that the combination that gets us goals. So if, you know, we're maybe leaking some goals defensively, we need to patch that up. If we're not getting as many goals in the attack, you know, how do we position our attackers to get some more goals? So it's both sides of it. And again, that's going to be Gonzalo. Hopefully it's a good headache for him that he's getting some more options back and some depth in competition that, go put that best 11 on the field that's going to get us a result.
Oh, by the way, how's Josetto doing? Are we going to see him this week against Cincinnati?
Yeah, he's all right. Unfortunately, he jammed up his ankle, so he's going to be evaluating, but kind of on a week-to-week basis. So we hopefully will get him back for Cincinnati this weekend. If not, fortunately, it's not a long-term injury. So if he does miss time, it should not be too long.
Carlos, keep grinding. 11 games remaining to pick up as many points as possible. That starts next week. This week, should I say, with Cincinnati. Let's keep grinding, man. We appreciate you stopping by as always, Carlos. Thank you.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.